you know that from your position, you can change your situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully as God's servant brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Pastor Osei Imemoho, the senior pastor of the Brook Church.
Can we all just be still for a minute? There's an awesome presence in this auditorium that I want you to savor. Please, can we stop all movement? Please. Please. There's something about now. Now. In the next 5 minutes, something is going to happen in this place. It says, in the acceptable time, you heard me. In the day of salvation, you helped me. For behold, now is the acceptable time. And behold, now, not the next 10 minutes, now is the day of salvation. There's something that is about to happen. Please, can we just stop all movement? Appeal to you, please. Wherever you are, just lift up your hand. There's going to be a connect with heaven and you this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Let the dew of heaven come. Let the dew of heaven come. Let light come that displaces every trace of darkness. Let the light that displaces darkness prevail. Let the light that displaces darkness prevail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If that condition has a name, it responds to a voice. And there is just one voice that is superior to every other voice. The name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for liberty. 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 In the name of Jesus. Please, you may have your seat. Thank you. I want to say a very big thank you to you, Pastor Shegun, for this great privilege and this honor granted to me to speak at GGC 2020. It's a privilege that I don't make light of in any way at all. And the few moments we're going to have this morning, I want us to open our hearts to be able to receive God's word. I would not do too much, but the part that we're going to do, I know it's going to impact you for a long time. I want to start with this thought. Between where you are now and where you ought to be, there's a great gap. You see, I'm standing here now, and perhaps where I ought to be is here. You know, you've seen it in vision. People have prophesied. But you see, between here and there, there's a gap. And oftentimes, if this gap is not closed, it brings frustration. So this morning, I'm going to be sharing some things with you on how to close the growth gap. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible says that Jesus grew. Say with me, Jesus grew. If you don't grow, the gap will still remain. It's saddening when you hear people say that I was in that conference, and then you hear people testify with awesome things from their lips, and you're wondering, did you go there? The guy went, the lady went, but the gap was not closed. If Jesus grew, therefore, it means Jesus was assimilating things. You don't grow if you don't assimilate things. For any living thing to grow, that living thing must assimilate. Say with me, assimilate. Good. There are some plants, when you put them somewhere, they are not assimilating. They remain the way they are. If they are assimilated by the laws of nature, there must be growth. I want you to know this. There's nothing that God does that is random or haphazard. Everything that God does, they are guided by laws. You might not know them, but there are laws that govern both natural things and spiritual things. And once you key into the laws, as a consequence, there must be an outcome. So we see one of them is a law of the Spirit. Jesus grew. He grew. I'm going to share with you one essential thing that is required for growth. Only one, then we just believe God will just break it down. One essential thing for growth in favor is to locate the field of your favor. Look, Pastor Shegun came into Ife, right? And you saw things blossom. If he began this work elsewhere, it would be so. Until you locate your own specific field of favor and believe in it. There are people who are in their field of favor but don't believe it. In Ruth chapter 2, we see a woman who has been through 10 years of very traumatic experiences. I'm not going into all of that this morning. The woman's story is not too good. She lost her husband. Her husband died. She had no child. But you see, in Ruth chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible tells us that that woman says something that I want us to look at. Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, let me go now to D. Somebody say D. In English, D means a specific, not all, one. There's one particular one. Let me go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find what? Grace. Some Bible puts it grace. The New York Translation puts it favor. The grace of God is administered as favor. The grace and the mercies of God, they are administered as favor. That's why when you read Genesis chapter 39, verse 20, the Bible says that Joseph obtained mercy and found favor. Because each time God wants to express either grace or mercy, he would use the favor as a means of expressing it. Ruth said, let me go to the field. Say with me, let me go to the field. Not all fields, one. But the question now is, how is this woman going to locate the field? Is she going to just go to the field and begin to ask questions? No. To find the field of favor, you must be led. To find the field of favor, you must be led by the Spirit of God. To find the field of favor, you must be led by the Spirit of God. Not all fields will prosper the plans and the purposes of God for your life. You will not flourish in every ground. It is true that other people are breaking out in that place. Maybe when you go to that place, everything is locked down. You've got to locate the exact field that God has ordained for you to flourish. Why do I say so? Your destiny is location sensitive. Your destiny is location sensitive. It can't flourish everywhere. Notice I mentioned to you yesterday, there's something that God saw about you that your father and your mother did not know about you. And when God saw that thing, he said it was good. That particular thing, that blueprint, that particular template, God wants you to go to a particular place. Within the confines of that place, your life will start to blossom. But it takes the Spirit of God to get you to that place. Let me say something. The leading of the Spirit will never make sense. It will never make sense. So if you're the person who's very logical, you could miss God without even knowing it. I do remember one of the first times I came to the city of Ife very early when GLT started. And then we're just running mental analysis of how GLT was going to be like. And then I stood and I said, wow, anybody who saw GLT then, I'm telling you, be tempted to think just a garden of very young people who don't know where they're going to. There are several persons who would have been better than where they are today if only they would stop despising the days of humble beginning. You know, I told you, where you are right now and where you want to be, there's a gap. There's a gap. That gap, it takes first and foremost for you to grow. I want to correct something that a lot of people make mistakes about. Some people will tell you, I'm just waiting on God. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. There are certain things that God controls. There are certain things he has given you absolute control over. And if you do nothing about that aspect, you can hear the best message and you still remain where you are. Please listen to this. Listen. You know, as you're looking at me right now, you're looking at me with your physical eyes. You can see me wearing the white stuff, right? Physical stuff. That one, you're in control of that one. Abby? But listen to this. There's another aspect that makes people great. The eyes of your mind. Listen. You don't see necessarily with your physical eyes. You see with your mind. But that what is going on in your mind is what your eyes can see. So if your mind does not expand as it were, even when it is in front of you, you will not see it. So what I'm teaching you this morning is to expand that part. Because there are certain people, even when they see the field of their favor, they will just pass. Not because they are blind, but their mind, nothing has taken place. The other aspect that we pray about, the eyes of your understanding, that one is regulated by God. That is why all through your life, you might never see Jesus. If he doesn't show it to me, I'm fine. I can still continue and be very successful. It is that aspect that he shows men dreams, visions. God regulates that part. But the one that he has given to you, as far as your eyes can see. Amen. In the field of your favor, one thing is needful. One, only one. Your investment in the lives of other people. When Ruth was busy picking the grains, Boaz came up and said, "Who is that lady there?" Not one. I want to say to someone here, even if there are 5,000 people applying for the job, because of favor, only you. I want you to imagine on this axis, right? You have 500 women bending down. How do you locate one person? Tell me, what kind of x-ray eyes do you have? Look, when the favor of God is upon you, it doesn't matter how many persons who are doing what you're doing. It doesn't matter. There's something that you wear. There's an endorsement upon your life that even angels, they know. Just call that person for me. And they wondered, who? This one? He said, yeah, that one, the fair one. How? I just want you to know, God knows your address. God knows where you are per time. He doesn't need GPS. He just knows where you are. He knows where you are. Anytime you know that you are at rest, the Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord, as I speak right now, it runs to and fro the whole of the earth. It's scanning this hall now, scanning this side, just scanning. Pam, sap, go right, go left. And he's saying that he wants to show himself strong on those whose hearts. Hey, I said, so God, is it that you just go to congregation? He said, I do it most times. I scan the entire congregation. He said, when I go there, some people do not realize that my scanner is never defective. He said, for you to fit into my scanner at that time, you must never be canner. He said, once you are canner, my scanner will miss you. You know what carnality means? You're so consumed about what man can do for you. But if you get to the level where you know that nobody can do this except God, you fit into the radar. May God pick you this morning. Ruth was busy bending down. Unknown to her, somebody had read her resume. What matters in the field of favor is what people say about you. You know, I asked someone, I said, listen, you're in the church. Nobody knows anything about you. I said, do you know you're just mismanaging the whole essence of being in that church? He said, no, I want to be anonymous. I said, you don't understand. In the field of your favor, people must know you. In the field of favor, recommendation is everything. What are they saying about you? This one thing I do, not five things, one thing. When Ruth appeared, they said, this woman, she has invested her entire life in making her madam become better. Look, in the laws of heaven, whatsoever good a man does, whether he be bond or free, same shall he receive, because it's a law, nobody can break it. Ephesians 6 verse 8. I've come to say to someone here, they have been saying you're stupid, but it is a day for your reward. Amen. You don't understand. You know, value is what drives investment, whether physically or spiritually. Value is what drives investment. I might invest in him because of something I see that is not apparent. Ruth was investing in Naomi over what was not apparent. Because at the time Naomi was talking, she was already talking nonsense. I told someone, I said, there are certain people, if you do not invest in them now, you have shortchanged your tomorrow. Because by the time you enter into the tomorrow, you are naked. Because at that time, when God brought you in contact with them, all he wanted you to do with them was just invest. Somebody say, I see. I want to say this to someone here. Yes, God will use angels. Yes, God will use the Holy Spirit. But essentially, he will need human beings. That's why the Bible says God, Jesus grew in favor with God and with man. What are people saying about you? It's very important, too. Very important. Whether you like it or not, there are some people, they will, before they even do anything, they will go and do due diligence. Because it's the way it is. They would find out some things. They would find out some things. And they were finding out some things. No, no, no. Now for the part that I have kept. In every field of endeavor, there are two laws in operation. Labor and favor. Labor and favor. Labor means I will carry it as far as my strength can carry it. If I can carry two today, thank God. If my strength allows me to carry three, thank God. But you see, favor, when favor kicks in, what your strength can never achieve, it will make it happen in one day. You know, I've often heard people say that, you know, labor will give you what 20 years of, you know, favor will give you what 20 years of labor will do. I was wondering, how did it happen? What, until I read Ruth chapter 2. If you read Ruth chapter 2, it's so refreshing. Boaz said, don't allow this woman pick anything again. drop bundles deliberately on her part. I said, what is all this? He said, no, what I just want to show her is that it is reward time. Just drop the bundles so that when she's passing that path, let it seem to her that it was a coincidence. There's nothing coincidental in the things of God. It is a deliberate thing. He said, let these things be dropped deliberately on her path. But when she's going, she will think that, why is all this thing happening? Nothing coincidental. It is all a fruit of your investment. Ruth chapter 2, verse 15, as we close. Because my time is running up. The Message Bible. Let's read it together. When she got up to go back to work. Oh, drinks. Notice when she goes back to work, labor. This time around, make it such that it will be easy. Can I stretch your mind of understanding it for a while? Bible historians have it that what Ruth took back in one day is equivalent of 3 months of labor one day. Let me explain. When you gather leftovers, it will take you back-breaking process to pick what will fill a basin. You have to select, you have to move from different corners. So what Boaz did was this. There's something called the stacked up grain. They've tied it down. They've bundled them into big batches. So what Boaz was saying is this. What other people have labored to stack up? They labored for it, stacked it up. Collect from that portion, put it in heaps for her. As she's just walking, she's picking bundles. She's picking bundles. And you're wondering, other people are asking, is it only you? It is only me, because in my days of obscurity, you did not see when I was investing. When I was investing, you said it was stupid. But now, the Lord of the harvest has arisen. Can I say to someone here, some of you don't know who your father is as God. Your father specializes in pulling strings. Wait. That's why he's called the father of all spirits. If there's anybody that has breath on his nostrils, your father has the ability that as we speak right now, to summon that guy, move now. Move now. I'm telling you, move now. And as I'm telling you move, I've given you the specifics of the person's name. Go find him or her in any way, and God does not hear no. You know, there are some people in this country, you can't tell them no. You know why you can't tell them no? Because of what they have invested in the person's life. All they just do is pick up the phone. Did I hear you say, no. What I meant was that the person should come back. You told the person to come back, eh? What time? You know what the person is saying? I have that level to sway people. But listen, your father, my father. Glory! Look, you know, your father is so wonderful. A man wants to buy a plot of land, and the guy who was to sell it vowed he will never sell this plot of land until so and so amount of money is meant. So a man praying who has been investing, man, and as the man entered, grumpy man, yes, this doesn't work well. So on the television, the grumpy man's pastor was talking. So the man said, God just laid it on my heart. Sir, if your pastor tells you to sell this land, now will you sell it? They looked at him. Give me the money you have, Joe. Give me the money you have. You know, this is God, though. We cannot say no. Ha! And the guy said he left that place. And he said he left that place. And the wife of the man said, what did you put in your mouth? He said, I was watching from the door. My husband just sat down. It's God, though. It's God, though. I said, God was pulling strings. He's the original puppet master. He will pull the string. Listen. Anytime there's a crisis, God says to tell you, it's a time to profit. When men are being cast down, this is your own moment of accelerate, 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 accelerate. I come to say to someone here, the book of remembrance will be opened this morning. You know, I know something about God. In his accounting system, there's no cheating. Your mother was so good to several persons. And now, some of them have been saying, I've not seen that woman for a long time. I want to know where her daughters are, such that I can repay back the kind of kindness that the woman showed me. And you know what? They are looking for you everywhere. And this morning, angels that excel in strength, angels that excel in strength, and they do the word, they go forth. After this meeting, people you never imagine will be looking for you. Have you noticed that they've been looking for you? Have you noticed they've been looking for you? Have you noticed they've been looking for you? What would have taken you 3 years to do? One day, just one day, one day. One day, 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 one day. I say to you this day, you don't have to buy everything. That's why he says, come to a conference like this. Come buy without money. 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 I know somebody saying, what is he talking about? Life operates by exchange. You know what you have been doing? You have given me your time. And in exchange, I'm sharing with you heavenly realities. Come buy without money. Come buy without money. Come buy without money. Angels will disturb who needs to be disturbed today. You know, for your sake, some people will be reminded about where they came from. Just for your sake. You know the one I like about God when he's pulling strings? He crosses barriers. He crosses geographical barriers. He crosses ethnic barriers. And he says, you know what? You know you are here today because I helped you. What is your... Joe, you know what? Hey, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Bleed it out. What do you want me to do? Just because it is payday. Thank you, my Father. Lift up your hand as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for angels in this auditorium, from the right to the left, from the right to the left, do what labor cannot do. Bring what labor cannot bring. As we leave this place, let it be in the lips of many. God has visited me. God has visited me. God has visited me. In the name of Jesus. Let the eternal purpose of God begin. Let it begin to manifest. Let it begin to manifest.